God is good. You know, the other day, like, we just got a dog. We're going to go pick up the dog tomorrow. And we never had a dog growing up, you know. And I was telling my boy, man, God is good. God is good because the way we got the dog was just, it was just so God. Everything was God. The name, the type of dog, everything was all God. Yeah, Mitch, we got a dog, man, so you guys got to bring your dog over, man, you know? So, man, it's just everything. And so I was telling my boy, God is good. I was telling my boys, God is good. And then the Holy Spirit reminded me, God is not only good when things is going good. God is good in the bad times. God is good when you're sick, you know? God is good when you don't want to work. You know, God is good when things are not going your way. God is good. He's good. He's good all the time. Hallelujah. And I like, man, this song, my wife turned me on to this song a couple of months ago. And man, every time we play this song, man, I feel like, man, the Holy Spirit is just recharging us again. And one of the lines in the song was, has impossible ever stopped you? Has impossible ever stopped you? And it talks about in Ezekiel, and I'm going to read from it. Ezekiel 37:1. You don't have to turn there. And the Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. Man, I'm like totally off my sermon already. This is like the Holy Ghost taking me in a different direction. But he said, what can be, think about this now. What can be more impossible than a valley of dry bones? Dry bones now, okay? Not somebody now, Lazarus, he was in the tomb 3 days now. There's still hope, but dry bones. Dry bones, this thing has been like bleached by the sun already, okay? He led me all around among the bones that covered the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. Then he asked me, son of man, can these bones become living people again? Woo! God asking him, can these bones become people again? Now, I don't know what you're going through in your life right now. I don't know what you came into the service with. I don't know what impossibles you facing, but I'm here to encourage you. Like I said, tonight I want to add to your foundation as a believer in Jesus. I want to edify, encourage, comfort you. I want to rattle you. I want to rattle you tonight. So he replied, O sovereign Lord, the best way he could reply, you know, you alone know. You know, God. I ain't going to answer. You know. And we were faced with a situation, okay? We were faced with a situation. A lot of you guys know we were gone for a while from the church. We were gone for over a month, yeah? And some of you guys knew what we had, and we had contracted COVID. I tested positive for COVID, and I was home. And man, I tell you what, the terror, all the things that you see in the news of people dying and things happening, all of that stuff started to try and wrap itself around my heart. And I was like, no. And then the Holy Spirit rose up inside of me and reminded me of the call of God on my life. Yeah. I remember when I was 10 years old. Remember, Mom, when we went to go see Kahlua? And he told me to put my finger in the Bible. And he read one scripture. I wish I would have remembered that scripture. And he said, you're going to be a mighty man of God. We wasn't even going to church yet. We was still in the Catholic church. And I was like, what is this? I'm going to be a mighty man of God. And the Holy Spirit reminded me. He said, hey, you're not a mighty man yet. You're not a mighty man. So I was like, man, this ain't the end. No way. This cannot be the end. This COVID is not going to be the end of me. So I quarantined. I stayed away from church. I stayed away from my family. I went in the room. But we were already together. So they contracted COVID too. And I remember, okay, now, I'm off my notes already. I remember what I went through, okay? It was bad. People say, oh, COVID's not, it's not real. It's just on flu. No, it's real. It's real, okay? But God is real. And God is good, okay? In the midst of what we were going through, God is still good, okay? And I remember at one point when I had 101 degree fever. My wife would say, no, say that. It wasn't 101 degree, but I just rounded them off. It was 100 point whatever, okay? But it was closer to 101 than it was to 100 degrees, okay? So I had that, and I went through all the phases, the hard breathing. Now I know why some of the people, they got to go to the hospital to get help breathing. I knew. I went through that. And now I'm building on something, okay? Now, if I go too long talking about other stuff and I don't bring the word in, somebody say stop, okay? I don't want to go over a minute. So I went through all of that, and then my family, they tested positive. So I was like, okay, like this don't make sense because I was with them the whole time. No, nothing. Okay, I'm going off track. But anyway, so then JJ, he started acting kind of cuckoo, and then he got on fever. And then again, the devil, yeah? You know how the devil comes? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, okay. He got on fever, man. And oh, I was like, no, Lord, please. Not my kids, okay? I don't want them to go through what I went through. Put it on me. Put it on me. And so I had a friend that we were supposed to meet up. And I was telling him about the situation. I said, bro, we're going through COVID. You cannot come see us now. And he prayed with me on the phone. And right after he prayed with me, we went in the living room, and we laid hands on JJ. Praise God, man. I tell you what, God is good. God is good. We laid hands on JJ, okay? 101 degree fever. And my wife was about 3 feet away from me, and we laid hands on him. And we saw the power of God come out of us and go into him. Like, physically, I've never seen that in my life. And God healed him and healed Ezekiel. And none of the symptoms that we went through went on my kids. You know, none of them. God healed. We saw a miracle. And I was reminded of that song, "When Has Impossible Ever Stopped You? When Has Impossible Ever Stopped You?" I look at my dad. He had a stroke. Man, he couldn't walk. I remember being in service. I was supposed to preach. And look at him. He's in service praising God. When has impossible ever stopped you, right? Resurrection. I gotta preach on my notes. God is good. Like I say, God is good all the time. We gotta remind ourselves that God is good, even in the bad times, because after going through all of that, after going through COVID, after being sick and not being here, to see that, to see God's power flow through us. And okay, I gotta say this though, okay? Today, I was finishing up on job, and I was in the bathroom cleaning up. And it's funny, because God always talks to me in the bathroom. I don't know why. In the bathroom, always, every time. He gives me nuggets. He gives me stuff to just blow my mind. And he was like, that power came out from your wife. That was from you. And I was like, oh, praise God. Praise God. And it's not that we have power anyway. We have the authority to use his power. But it's just like God telling me, hey, your wife's got a healing ministry. And I was like, oh, praise God. She's looking at me now. You know? And you know, I was reminded, this is not about me. It's not about me. It's I don't have any power anyway. It's God. I am just a vessel. Okay, Holy Spirit, I'm going that direction then. Okay, you see? This is a work in progress now, this message. See, I'm going to add that in while I'm looking for the scripture. One of the points I wanted to make, yeah, is that when you're facing an impossible situation, yeah, this is part of my notes. When you are facing an impossible situation, yeah, you do the possible so that God can do the impossible. Okay? Just give me a second. I got to find this scripture because it's not about me. Not about me, okay? It's not. We have the authority, but the power comes from God. It's not about me trying to impress you guys tonight, you know, or trying to make myself look good or confident. Oh, yeah, man, it's all God. This is God. There's no way I could stand here without the presence of God, without the anointing, without the Spirit of God. Amen? It's the anointing. Hallelujah. So, give me 1 second. I got to go to a different translation to get to what the Holy Spirit. I'm just going to be obedient. See, and that's what you do. God tells you to move, and you move. You do the possible. He does the impossible. Amen? So like I said, we are just in 2 Corinthians 4:7, it says, we are like, this is not even in my notes, we are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure. That's all we are. So it's not for me to get all swell head. Okay? It's not me. It's not you. We just carriers. We are like common clay jars that carry this glorious treasure within, so that the extraordinary overflow of power will be seen as God's and not ours. Hallelujah. Wow, I said just, woo, again. I should put a mask. Watch out, that anointing might come on you, man. Woo! So, like I said, God is good. My key scripture tonight is going to be in 2 Corinthians. So, yeah, thank you, Holy Ghost. It's just confirmation. My key scripture tonight, 2 Corinthians 4:18. If you got it, turn there. If you don't, I'm going to read it. So 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Holy moly. Yeah, we had some troubles to look at. We had some troubles that was right in our face. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone. It's gone. It's done. We went through it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But the things we cannot see will last forever. So what are the things that, what are some of the things that we cannot see? The impossibles of God. The impossibilities that, like I said, some of the things that look so impossible to us. Okay? Like the song says, when has impossible ever stopped God? When? Like I said, already went on this. God requires that what's possible, God requires that we do what is possible so he can do the impossible. See, God is in control, yeah? God is in control. God is in control, right? Is God in control? God is in control, but he doesn't expect you to lean on one shovel and pray for him to dig the hole. You hear? Okay? We have a part to play. We have a part to play. We're not just sitting there waiting for something to happen. And my scripture for that, to enforce what I just said, is James 2:22. And I'm reading from the Passion's Translation. And like I said, I'm here to edify you, to build you up. I'm here to rattle you tonight, to encourage you, to see who you are in Jesus. Okay? In James 2:22, and he's talking about faith without works, yeah? He says, can't you see how his action, he's talking about Abraham, cooperated with his faith, and by his action, faith found its full expression. Like I said, we got our part, and God's got his part. Amen? God's a good checkers player, like Terry Mice said, right? He says, you move, then he moves. But he ain't gonna move out of turn, you know? Amen? And what does God look for? He looks for faith, right? That's the only thing that'll please him, is faith, our belief. You know, it's funny because, like, this story I just told you guys about Jedediah, every place I go, I tell everybody about this story. I tell everybody. I tell my plumber. I tell the electrician. I tell my cousin in the store. I tell my uncle. Everybody. I tell them. God is real. Yeah, COVID is real, but God is more real. You know, whatever you've gone through in your life, God is more real than that. And I think we've been through a lot. Yeah, babe. We've been through homelessness. We've been through losing jobs. We've lost, you know, lost time, sickness. We've been through a lot, lost family members. We've been through a lot of stuff. And every time, God comes through. Every time you think that it's an impossible situation, God comes through. God comes through. If you forget anything I say tonight, remember that. Like I said, we do our part so God can do his part. And as you see, like, I wanted to take apart some parts from this song that really ministered to me. Because it's, man, another part of the song said that God never runs out of miracles, you know? In John 14:12, it says, and I'm reading again from the Passion Version, it says, I tell you this timeless truth. The person who follows me in faith, believing in me, will do the same mighty miracles that I do, even greater miracles than these, because I go to be with my Father. Now that's, who's saying that? Who's saying that to us? That's Jesus. That's red letters. He said, we're going to do greater than what he did. And I know that some translations say that the salvation is part of it, but everything else is included in it too, right? Like I know Scott was saying that, he was talking about walking on water one time. You know, is that off the table? I don't know. Jesus walked on water, you know? If we needed to, right? Amen? Nothing is impossible. We put the limits on God. We say, oh, no, you know? We put the limits on God. No, by him doing that, he's just saying, I can, right? Like even in the song it says, oh, man. My God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything that he wants to. Anything. Like in the scripture, it talks about in the bones of Elijah in 2 Kings. It talks about, like, they were fighting and this guy fell on the bones and then he just came alive. There's no rhyme or reason to that. What is the plan with that happening? He just did because he could. Amen? I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm like, I'm supposed to be in point two, but I'm in point four already. But so, like I said, miracles. And I'm reminded of the miracle of Jesus turning water into wine. Why would I bring that up? Water into wine. We're not supposed to talk about alcohol in church, but Jesus turned water into wine. You know, he did. Now, I'm not advocating that you guys go out and buy a bottle of wine after this. That's your prerogative. We're all adults in here, so whatever. I'm getting off the subject now, okay? But anyway, can you imagine, yeah? I don't know if I said this before, but when Jesus was at this party and his mom comes up to him and tells him that there's no more wine, and he's like, what is that to me? You know, like, what do you want me to do? And then Jesus tells the servants, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Now, a miracle is going to happen now. They don't know it, but they're just listening to what Jesus is saying. Now, follow me where I'm going. So when Jesus told them to go fill, to go get the water, to fill up the containers, to make wine, when did it turn into wine? Did it turn into wine when they filled up the containers of water? No answer. Just, I want you to think about this now, okay? When did it turn into wine? When did it turn into wine when the servants was obedient and they started walking away? Now the water started turning into wine already. Did it turn into wine when they were filling the jugs of water into those other jugs? Did it turn into wine when it went into the cup? Or did it turn into wine when it went into the guy's mouth? When? I don't know. But that's not my kuleana for no. All I am commanded to know is to do what Jesus says to do. And that requires faith. Amen? I said that whole story to say, think about it. Because sometimes, yeah, when we're going through stuff, when we're going through the impossible, our brain's trying to figure out how we're going to fix this. How are we going to make this right? Oh, I'm tested positive. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? How am I going to figure this out? Okay, I'm going, you know, some of you guys have had it already. Some of you aren't here that I heard have had it already. So you probably had some of those thoughts. I can only tell you what I felt like. What am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? What am I going to do? I'm going to start taking vitamin C. You know what I mean? I'm going to drink that vinegar, you know, with the mother inside. You know, I'm going to do all that stuff. I'm going to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Well, it's impossible. You already got it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah? So you know, you do what you're supposed to do. You do the possible. Man, I'm going to wear a mask. Can I have some water, please? You do what is possible so that God can do the impossible. I'm not in one fire under you guys tonight. I don't know what you guys are going through individually. I don't know, but God knows. And he's got the answer for you tonight. I cannot fix everybody. I like to fix stuff. That's my gig, man. I'm a fixer. But there's some things that I cannot fix. I just got to roll it over on the Lord and say, Lord, I need you to do this. And my wife is smiling because she knows. Man, that's why I get one tattoo of an octopus. I wish I had more arms. You know what I'm saying? I wish so I could do more. No, serious. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? There are some things that you just cannot do. It's an impossible. And that's where God specializes in impossibles. He specializes in showing off. He said, watch this, boy. Watch what I'm going to do. You give this to me, and I'll take this in faith. Oh, Pastor Guys prophesied that we can get one house. The next time we move, we can get one house. That seems like even more of an impossibility now with the prices of houses. One of my friends sold, and one neighbor sold one house in Sand Hills for over $1 million. Sand Hills! Over $1 million! Huh! Sounds like an impossible that I got to roll over to God. But I got to do my part though, right? I still got to do my part. God can do the impossible, but I got to do the possible. I got to take the steps to get rolling in that direction, right? Amen? The last time we move will be our last. Amen. 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 Whew. I got to put that on the refrigerator, man. Oh. You guys seen it here? Huh. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. I received that. Oh. See, it's not our responsibility to know the how or the when or to try and figure it out. I'm a master at that, trying to figure things out. No, but it's God. Another line in the song that really just, oh man, it just like, when I hear this on the song, it says, resurrection power flows in my veins too. Oh, really? I believe there's another miracle here in this room. Oh man, did you guys like that praise and worship song? Did you like that? Oh man, every time I hear that song, man, I was working today and I probably listened to that song 300 times. And all 300 times I hear them, I'm like, man, I started praying. The owner stayed inside the room feeding her dogs, and I started praying in tongues over there. I started painting something. I was like, oh, glory! Like, woo! Like, anyway, that's just me. Resurrection power runs in my veins too. Colossians 3 in the Passion Version says this. Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. This is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and authority. Yes, feast on all the treasures of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Oh, that scripture is so fitting for this time and age right now, for 2021 right now. Oh, fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities. No matter what happens, we win. No matter what happens, we win. We go home, we're going to be with Jesus, no matter what happens. Yeah, it's tough. Don't get me wrong now. I'm not going to be like up here going, oh, yeah, but, oh, man. Regardless, we win. No matter what. We always win. Amen? We win, no matter what. No matter what, we win. Fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions. Oh, there's so much distractions now. Every time you turn on the news, it's always something about the virus. Always. Nothing else. And then more distractions. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to use what you said, David. Man, the world is in fear of COVID. But can you imagine if the world had the fear of the Lord like they had with the fear of COVID? This world would see one revival. Right? If they had the same fear they had with what's going on. I was getting to that right now. Woo, Pastor, yeah. Thank you, Lord. I was going right into that scripture. Thank you, Lord. Because my God, like I said, my God is able to save and deliver and heal and restore anything or anyone that he wants to. Anyone. He can use anybody. He's using me. The Bible says in Isaiah 8. You don't have to turn there. I can just read it for the time's sake. In Isaiah 8, verses 12 through 13, it says, don't call everything a conspiracy. Wow, I was talking to Brother Jonah about that. I was telling him, I'm like, bro, like all these things going on. He says, bro, he reminded me, he said, bro, everything is a conspiracy except the word of God. Think about that. Everything is a conspiracy except the word of God, because everybody else has ulterior motives except God. His motives was to give his son to redeem us from sin, to bring us to him. That's his conspiracy. Now, the scripture says, don't call everything a conspiracy like they do. He's talking about the world. And don't live in dread of what frightens them. Make, and I would underline and I would highlight this word, make the Lord of heaven's armies holy in your life. You make God holy in your life. You make him holy in your life. Don't expect him to come down and you make him. You do your part so he can do his part. You make the Lord of heaven's armies holy in your life. He is the one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble, because he has all the power. Amen? He has all the power. The devil is trying to make us forget that God is God. You know, with all this pandemic and all this stuff going on, man, I tell you, God is continuing to bless us in our family, So I know he's blessing you. We're not God's favorites. We all God's favorites. So if he's blessing us in the midst of all of this, I know he's blessing you. And see, we cannot take our eyes off of that. You know what I mean? We cannot get sidetracked. We cannot let the devil get inside here into our thoughts. Our thoughts should be on heavenly things. And we should be reminded that what we have, the stuff we have, is just things. It's just stuff. We cannot take them with us anyway. No matter what I make. I still building one fence around this house that we live in because we get one dog. And I made them portable because the landlord never liked make them permanent. So when we leave, I can take them with us. You know what I mean? But I cannot take them to heaven. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, if people would fear God the way they fear COVID, this world would see revival. It surely would. If we could just let them hear this song, just this song right here. Man, to see what we have in the midst of all of this going on. The world needs that. The world needs that. We need to give this to them. We do. We need to show them that there's hope. That's why I share that story about JJ. Every place I go, people that are not saved. I was sharing them with my plumbers. You met the plumbers, Larry and Kaika. Man, Kaika, big guy, man. He's pope. And he's like, man, chicken skin after I told him the story. I don't know if he's a believer or not, but he was like, brah, that's awesome. You know what I mean? People need to know that God is alive and he's real. And he can do the impossible. Amen? So in 2 Corinthians, it talks about fixing our gaze on the things that are unseen. And this is the point of my sermon that I was really excited to get to. The unseen. This is what the Holy Spirit would impress upon my heart, the unseen, is that we don't know the plans. We know the plans that God has for us. In Jeremiah, it talks about the plans, you know, to prosper us, to give us hope, and, you know, give us long life and all these things. But we don't know the plans that he has for our children, the future. Because they're watching us, you know. They're watching what we do. And they're going to take the reins, you know. And they're going to carry on where we stop, the unseen. You know what I'm saying? Think about it now. Let me go back to that scripture. So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. My kids, they give me plenty of troubles. From the oldest to the youngest, they gave me plenty of troubles. And the Bible says, don't look at those troubles. Don't look at that. I know I gave my mom plenty of troubles, you know. My mom tells me, hey, you like see how you was when you was a kid? Look at Jedediah. You know, the Asian philosophy says that there's reincarnation, yeah. I think I got reincarnated into my six-year-old. He's like one splitting image of me, yeah. And we don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? You guys, we can laugh about these things, okay? But you know what I'm saying, yeah? Oh, I went off on a tangent and now I don't know where I was going. Yes. So we don't look at the troubles we can see. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. the future for these guys. The future for these guys. JJ, can I borrow you for a second?
I know what you're gonna do.
Okay. So after we prayed for him, yeah? After we prayed for him, I was just like curious. I was like, JJ, can you tell us like I'll give you the mic. You can tell him in the mic, but let me just talk for a second, okay? You can tell me, squeeze my hand if I go too long. He's squeezing him already. I just wanted to know what he saw, what he felt, what it was when we prayed for him. So like the things he told us was like, oh, it's kind of cool, man. Like, because I never tell him to say any of these things. Like, he's telling me what he saw and like what he felt. And then a couple weeks later, he was like, oh yeah, by the way, I forgot to tell you like what color it was. And I was like, oh, there was color in it too. I was like, oh bro, this is like super cool. So is it okay if you tell them real quick? Like what you felt and what you saw when we prayed for you, okay?
And the color is golden, a light golden.
A light golden. Thank you, buddy. I love you, man. He said he felt like God was breathing on him, and the air that was on him was golden air. And I was like, okay, well, thank you, Lord, man. Thank you, Lord, man. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see, but we fix our eyes on the things that we cannot see. Because the Bible says that the things that we cannot see, the things of the Spirit, are deathless and everlasting. Well, some translations say that they're deathless. It's in eternity. So one other thing I was remembering, and I remember when I was at your guys' house, David, and I was talking to your mom, and mom was telling me about like when you guys were growing up, like things were rough, and she had to be reminded, and correct me if I'm wrong, mom, it probably looked like I wasn't paying attention, but what you said to me like really went like deep. She was reminded that you guys were God's kids. Am I saying it right? You were God's kids, so anytime things would go wrong, God had to remind her that they're His. So they're going to come back around somewhere at some point, you know? And that just like so like settled inside me, because like there's only so much I can do, Pastor, right? As a husband and a father, you know, there's only so much I can do, and I try to do a lot. I try to do too much sometimes, you know? And there's a part that God wants to play in our kids' lives. And so tonight, if it's okay with the parents, I want the kids to come up. Everybody 18, from 18 to the age of being able to talk, I want you to come up here. And I want us to pray for the kids. And I want to give them an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Because the world we're facing now is a different world than what we grew up in. You know? Can you guys move this, please? Can we move this stuff out of the way? The world we're raising our kids in is a total different world than I was raised in. We never have to go through this stuff. You know? There was no quarantining. There was none of this other stuff going on. There was no fear. Okay. Prayer warriors, just stretch your hands forward and repeat the prayer if you guys want to with us, okay? Now, I want you guys to understand, you guys are accepting Jesus Christ into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I don't know if you guys have done it already, but I want to make sure. Because we're sending you guys out into a world that's, come on up, Mitch, come on. Yeah. Come on up. Dave, come on up. This is your boys too, man. Come on up. Okay? We're sending you into a world that's it's not fair that you guys growing up in this scenario. But I mean, we're giving you guys back to God. You guys are in God's hands. Yeah, we can only do so much, okay? So this one, I want you guys to repeat this prayer after me. Say, I am choosing now to accept you, Jesus, into my heart. I am forever grateful for your sacrifice on the cross. So I can have eternal life. I pray that I will be filled with the Holy Spirit, and that I continue to live as you desire for me to live. Amen. So right now we're going to lay our hands on you guys. And if you guys want to come pray, come up here, pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, let it be so. In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, let it be so. In Jesus' name. Father God, in Jesus' name, let it be so. In Jesus' name. Wait, I got to do this. Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, lift up one foot. To the soles of their feet. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, lift up one foot. That's what I had heard the Holy Spirit tell me to do. From the top of their head to the soles of their feet, in Jesus' name. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We do our part, you do your part, Holy Spirit. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lift up one foot for me. Thank you. Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Lift up one foot, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Top of his head to the soles of his feet. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. From the top of their head. Hallelujah. To the soles of their feet. Lift up one foot. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The top of his head to the soles of his feet. Father God, and right now, Father God, release them. We release them into your care, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that they are yours, Lord, and that you can do the impossible. Hallelujah. You can do the impossible. We do the possible, and you do the impossible. Father God, we release your Holy Spirit. We pray that you would send a fresh oil, Father God. Father God, we pray that you give them new wine and new wineskins, Father God. We send them out into a world, Father God, Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that they are the head and not the tail. They are above only and not beneath. They come behind in no good thing. All that they set their hands to do prospers. And we thank you, Lord, for the confirmation, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to come down to you over there, Jenna. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Melissa, I didn't forget you. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Fresh oil in Jesus' name. Fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that we don't go by feelings, Father God. We go by your Spirit, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that it is a done deal in Jesus' precious name. In Jesus' precious name.